you're going to say last time on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Last time on the Thunder Dark cast.
Perfect.
The Christia Tombend. Her name sounds familiar. I think that she's some sort of high society lady. Throws a lot of these fundraisers and such around town. That sounds a lot like the Leadsmiths.
The Leadsmiths.
Oh, Leadsmiths.
So yep. There is another gang.
Is it possible that Christia Tombend would use the Leadsmiths for any reason?
If there was someone who could, it would probably be her, because they don't come cheap.
I was actually wanting to spend my downtime creating disguises. You want to know why we get plus one? Because I like to take fashion risks with my outfits.
This is a known fact about Greg.
You have your magnifying glass out.
Just looking around town with it. Varg gets a monocle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So fancy.
But it's got a color shade to it, so it's not just clear.
But it's like a cartoon, yeah. So it's all the way at the end of his nose.
How is it a fine gentleman such as yourself would come to know him as Tombin, one of the fighters, art connoisseurs, and all of Alkenstar?
Pip, good fellow.
Darn Iru, it's deception.
It's complete BS. You guys definitely were, deception.
You guys are phenomenal. So, Kairos, what did you get?
25 total.
25, all right. Darn Iru.
Natty 20, baby!
Yeah!
Nice! Oh, my God. Luton.
Natty 20.
Yes! Let's go!
All the critiques are so spicy.
It's just rather gotten me in a dour mood. I was hoping the gala would raise my spirits. And I've said too much.
Oh, but no. You seem like you would like to get it off your chest. I'm here to listen.
Well, gosh, I do appreciate it. And her attitude improves to friendly.
So 32.
32.
Yeah.
We'll find out if that was successful next year.
Oh, man.
Nailed it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, where we're hoping to be part of the algorithm that Elon uses to name his children.
Ooh.
Dot, D-O-T. I'm just saying. Dice
of Thunder. It works, Mr. Musk.
See where it is. Can we get on that algorithm?
Does it have to be an algorithm, or can we just call him up real quick and tell him?
I called him yesterday.
So an algorithm is like a specific set of programmed plans that determine an outcome.
True.
Okay. And that is exactly what he used in order to name his poor child who has some like
bleep blorp.
Yeah.
Really?
Which one?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one that he had with Grimes that's got its name is like
it's X, got more now.
H X 12.
Yeah. It's got a laser eye.
Just X for short.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was real.
Yeah, it's just a series of letters and numbers.
But I didn't know it was really an algorithm.
But they all have a specific,
right,
like, important meaning.
Right.
And I'm just saying, if he's a fan of the show and he could name his kids Dot something something, but it meant Dice of Thunder.
Of course.
Well, I just called his kid Bleep Blurp, so he's not going to be a fan.
You don't know that that's not the moniker that he's given his kid.
I've never seen him laugh.
Do you know how many nicknames my cats have?
Hmm.
Those are cats.
Like 17.
Well,
No parent is walking around going, come here, bleep blurp. My little bleep blurp.
I might next week. I don't know.
Oh, I kind of want it now.
Right.
I kind of want it.
Our daughter has a bunch of nicknames.
Not bleep blurp.
Well, now she does.
Add it to the list.
See, Elon, it's not so bad.
Our cover art is done by artist Bleep Blurp.
Does Bleep Blurp still listen?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Lame. Well.
At the beginning, she did, and she got like all of her friends to listen, and I hope they're all still listening, because for a while there, they were like our first fans.
I remember that.
It was great.
I came over, and no one stared at me and was just like, that's him, that's him, that's him, that's him.
Is that, that's Duval.
It means something to be an OG fan.
Relax, bro.
It sure does.
Relax, bro.
Yeah.
It means something to be a brand new fan.
Yes, it does.
Which we picked up a lot of new players with season 3. And folks, I hope all of you had a chance to go to diceofthunder.com so you can put some names to some faces and some characters to some names. So you know who Varg and Jordan are and who Luton and Brittany are, although that one's easy.
Yeah.
The girl of the show.
The girl.
Wow.
Wow.
That's all you are. You're just the girl on the show.
Winning points.
I'm not a nerd. No. I'm the only girl.
Wife of the party.
I think you're a nerd,
like,
Brittany.
She said, yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about this later.
Yep.
That's exactly see how that many means. Yeah she just gave you right yep. now?
Cutting all that. So glad I edit it. This. No, see, when Gold! I get through these, and if it makes me, if I give myself the ick, it out it goes.
Yeah.
Well, we're not a Scott's Gross podcast. We might be.
Well,
there's another well.
Racking them up.
When last we left the Shumfollow Five,
we were drowning in lack of knowledge.
They think they're drowning in lack of knowledge. They're attending an art gala. They were introduced as art critics, ? And then phenomenally role-played so well that is what the podcast now is.
So send us your art.
So send us all your artwork, and we'll critique it for you as if we were at a high society gala.
The Dice of Dolly. Yeah.
All the critiques will be bad, though.
Yeah, it's only bad. Because
if you're an art critic, everything is bad.
Everything's bad. It can all be improved upon. Right? That's like, critic. That's where art critics start. Yeah. They start on, this could be better.
Yeah. Yep. But I also have to have it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not one at all like it anywhere in the entire world. It could be better. It's mine.
Yeah. That's basically it.
What do you think about that, Duvall?
Well, as someone who minored in fine art, thanks for the question.
Yeah.
When I think about it, I think people like art so they can talk crap about it. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah. Like a podcast.
Oh, that's deep.
Which is art.
I cut deep sometimes. I get there.
The first cut is the deepest.
For the most part, though, I'm a shallow GM.
You know, well, here's what doesn't make sense. You ready for this?
You had a week.
I had
wink,
a week.
Wink, to ponder this. He's had 15 minutes, everybody.
When you look at art,
yeah,
you're just saying how you feel about it. It's exactly. All
subjective.
Subjective.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So what makes art more, a piece of art more valuable than another?
Indeed.
Mm.
When more people look at it and go, I like this.
And they just fight over the price.
Even though it's subjective, that means it's good.
There are certain periods of an artist, like there's a lot of art from famous artists like Renoir that is trash. But then you find them in their, like, their golden time. That didn't sound right.
No, when they were making art that people liked because it wasn't trash.
And then it's like, wow, what is going on here? That is, right, the people.
Yeah, and then they have people that come after them that create the same style of art, and then it goes on and on.
Right. Well, it's almost like, I mean, you think about like fashion, and everything that's considered like the best of fashion today is the dumbest looking stuff ever, subjectively speaking.
Everything in fashion right now looks like the 90s again.
Yeah, no, I'm talking like on like the runway.
Oh, that stuff's just weird.
What's
bro?
That's what I'm saying.
I feel,
but periods of art don't fall out of trend. Like, they don't fall out of fashion necessarily.
You know what this is? This is people with hair problems.
It is.
Yeah.
People with hair problems.
That's right. You don't have any hair.
I don't have any hair.
I feel attacked.
Jordan doesn't have any hair. And both of us are sitting here going, yeah.
How does it feel to be an outsider?
Feels pretty cold.
My only option
in the winter.
My only option is
high society.
Flannel shirts and jeans.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
There's your and fashion. Boots.
Well, you're also like 8 feet tall.
So a bunch short of jeans. That.
Short jeans. There's a bunch of short people who are bald.
Jordan comes in with Daisy Dukes on.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Howdy, y'all.
Look at them girls on Daisy Dukes on. One, two, three.
Perfect. Keep that going. Quick clip now.
As it should be.
This is the best podcast ever.
Tell your friends.
Oh, man. I'd have turned it off by now. Let's
subscribe button.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
I feel like I just minored in art just from this conversation.
Don't come at me, bro. I got the paperwork to prove it.
That was an easy A.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Crayola School of Art.
I stopped at Macaroni Noodle Necklace. And then picked up podcast. That's the extent of my artistic life there. There you go. Let's get back into the art gala.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, where the Shumfollow Five are deceptively critiquing artwork that they have absolutely no experience with. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely loved last week's episode. And you guys were in the middle of talking to Christia Tomben. I left the cliffhanger, which was very abrupt, with Darnayru,
yes,
who was waiting to hear the results of his 29
yeah.
that he got to improve Christian Tombend up one more step.
By bragging about how amazing her gala is.
Yes. And her response to you, she says, oh, darling, of course it is. I've been doing this for a number of years. And speaking of gala, I must get back to attending to the business at hand, and it has been such a pleasure having all of you art critics here. And I do wish that you would come back to the next one. All right, very good. Have a wonderful evening. And you do not improve her attitude, okay. even with a 29, which okay. was a very good role. And she's still friendly mm-hmm. and just heads off to rub elbows with some other guests.
Okay. Bar.
So we know she's funding Loveless.
Yep.
She's funding the Shield Marshals.
The Shield Marshals. We know Loveless is trying to take control.
You know, Loveless is trying to get a bill passed.
And sweet-talked Christia into supporting it.
Supporting it, yes.
That would require conscription of the citizens of Alkenstar into a standing army.
Which the citizens of Alkenstar probably don't know.
Oh, about. They know. This is a public vote that's being put forward. They okay. know about it.
But okay. Christia said that it's not being well-received.
It's being panned okay. because no one in Alkenstar feels as though they need to have a private army when they have
Shield Marshals.
And a maw of Rovagug
yep.
covering yeah. their entire country. Mm-hmm. With a gun that big, you can snipe the ocean 200 miles away.
Get out of your ocean or I'm going to snipe you. Pew, 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 pew. Okay.
That's
Here's
the sound
what I think we should
makes.
Do.
What's that?
I think we should leave here. And I think on the way out, we should let Christia know. Because remember she said, oh, I don't know if I've done the right thing by supporting Loveless.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should let her know who we are.
Like for real, for real?
Mm-hmm. For real, for real.
For real, for real.
What are you
talking? Sure and we're in a room of 30 lead smiths?
And we should let her know. Or maybe we should let her know without know. I don't know how to.
I almost just say, hey,
like,
we'd love to keep
you're,
in contact
If
with
you it. Change your mind about Loveless or you know, get a bad feeling, contact us.
Hmm.
Maybe through Phoebe.
Well, if we tell her Phoebe, that would connect us to the mayor. I don't know. I think we just say we'd love to keep in contact with you and would love to come to your next gala kind of thing. Just keep the relationship alive. Keep the love alive.
Yeah.
Keep the love alive. I don't know. I get scared to tell her who we are
yeah.
in a room of 30
But
dudes.
If she changes her mind and she wants to move away from Loveless, then it'd be nice for her to know that we are all like on, you know, we don't agree.
I see where you're going there.
See what I mean?
Uh-huh. Could we just leave her a note and then, like, hand her a note and walk out?
If you, yeah, maybe, like, a message somewhere.
In a bottle.
Like, if you get a bad feeling about Loveless and you change your mind about supporting her, contact Chum Follow 5.
We should say it like we're in support of Loveless. Like, basically, if we want to leave her a note, we could leave her a note saying, like, we're in support of Loveless, too, but we want to follow your lead on this. So if you feel weird about Loveless, let us know so we can support you in whatever you think because we trust you.
Okay. I like that.
I don't know if that's going to do anything, but it's a way not to cover, like, expose who we are, but also get information we want in the future.
Right.
If she cares.
Where are we leaving this note?
She's not helpful. Varg's going to slip it into her hand.
I'm going to put it in her drink. Call back.
It's slipping everything into the
drink. All right. I'm down with this note thing. I don't think he should be the one to put it in her pocket. Who has the most thievery?
Maybe we should leave it in a...
Why can't we just hand it to her?
Just hand it to her and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do notice there are some doors around.
I know there's other rooms, but can
there are some other rooms.
We also haven't explored any other floor besides the 10th floor.
What's on your mind?
Exploration is on my mind.
Stealthily explore the other floors against the leadsmith's instructions.
I'm down with that.
Can we explore without drawing attention?
This whole hallway in the back, there's a long hallway that goes to a door.
Mm-hmm. Should we check doors?
Is that like filled with people?
Yes.
Hmm.
But that doesn't mean you can't make a stealth check to move around if you're trying to investigate some other places.
Okay. I think I would like to investigate the door at the end of the hallway to the north.
Okay.
Can I
so
aid?
I can sneaky.
Are you doing this sneakily or are you doing it out in the open?
I kind of walk there out in the open. You know, like, yeah. You're like just kind of looking out the windows and I'm checking the stuff. But I walk like back towards the door. You know, like when you reach behind your back and check if the door's locked kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah. Sneaky.
You cannot aid.
In an attempt to draw attention to Varg, can he try to, like, do some tricks?
You're trying to create a distraction.
Create a distraction. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this a door right here behind the banquet table?
There is a door behind the banquet table.
Okay, Luton would like to check that door stealthily.
And what are you checking it for?
I just want to see what's inside the door.
Oh, okay. Well, let's resolve Darnayru's first. And the reason it can't be aided is because you can follow the expert. You can go with him. If you do not want to roll your own stealth check, you can roll an enhanced stealth check using Darnayru's expert input. That's okay. That's like a exploration mode activity, which is fine.
Would the diversion or the distraction be rolling to aid my stealth?
If he's successful, yes.
Okay.
I'll allow an aid for that, I suppose. Yeah.
But that's rolling a different... It's not a 15 flat check for that, then.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I don't have to tell you that, actually.
You
Yay.
Don't.
Is that what you guys want to do?
That's okay. What I'm going
to do. Let's start with the distraction. What is this distraction?
Varg will say, oh, this... by Jove, this food has got me feeling like a young Kolo again. Oh, I feel like doing some stand-ups when you stand on your hands and do push-ups?
Handstands, push-ups.
Freestanding handstand push-ups.
Some freestanding handstand push-ups.
Okay. Roll an athletics check.
That was awesome.
27 total.
27 total. Everyone gather around, gather around. And you recognize it's the voice of Helene.
Helene is there, Helene. Of course.
She says,
of course, she's up front.
Finally some real artwork in action. And she's like just delightfully, like, gleefully clapping in rhythm to your handstands.
Yes.
And you successfully add one to Darnayru's upcoming Sweet. And Luton's upcoming stealth checks.
Sweet. Nice.
So, Kairos.
Yes.
Are you wanting to do something like that to aid? Or because you can't just roll a stealth check to aid with him. It has to be something that would create a distraction, or you can do stealth yourself.
Yeah, Cairo starts telling jokes in okay. the corner.
Telling jokes?
About the art.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look at this. This art must have been drawn with Crayola. It's my second Crayola joke in this episode.
Roll a performance check.
Ooh.
Performance?
That's what you're doing.
I should have thought of that before I did said that. It's going to be a 6 total.
Whoa.
Your joke falls flat.
Oh, no.
Just like the game master, no one's laughing.
I'm laughing.
Okay.
I actually thought it was pretty funny.
That was
it was funny. But no one at the party did, and that's a critical failure.
Ooh.
So
they start booing me?
Yeah. People are groaning and they're definitely not impressed.
It's not ooh, it's boo.
They didn't win a car.
Do you have a groan?
Oh,
disappointment. That's what happens.
Where'd that horn section come from?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
The band that's playing in the corner does that when they hear your joke.
The French horn got me.
All right. But that does mean a minus one. To
dang it, I'm sorry, bro.
Thank you for that.
Because so people are looking for something else to do.
Boo.
But that's okay. Darnayru and Luton, I need stealth checks.
21 total.
30 even.
30 even, 21 total.
No, 31, because it's 18 plus 13, 31.
Is this plus 3?
It's plus 0.
No, it's plus 0.
Okay.
Well, plus 1 from your outfit.
22.
I think that would still apply. Okay.
Then 32.
Okay. 32. Darnayru. You make it down the hallway.
Uh-huh.
You successfully sneak down there, and you have a pretty confident feeling that no one noticed you. The door is open, or is unlocked, and you open it.
And there's a bare rug on the floor.
Oh.
You see a very finely made bedroom. There is a gun motif going on in here, like a hunting motif. There's on the map, there is a animal rug on the floor. On the walls, you see various... like decorative weapons. The bed frame appears to be made out of welded musket balls.
Nice. And smells like musk in here.
You do spot a decorative musket hanging on one of the walls that you believe may be worth some money.
Oh, you temptress. Can I
75 gold pieces in
oh.
fact. With a quick and free crafting check.
Oh man.
I'm not stealing that, guys. Don't you even look at me. That's too risky.
I thought you were a
if
thief.
If I roll higher than a 12, you got to steal it.
Okay.
You got a whole bunch of hero points.
That's true.
True.
Did you roll higher than 12?
No, I got 10.
That was close.
Plus two.
I got a natty 20.
Did you really?
I didn't roll anything. I just wanted to do it.
Luton, on the other hand, as you're investigating this door, you did not pass your stealth check, and you bump into it, flinging it open into a hallway, and you notice several patrons turn and look at you, and on the other side of the door, you see some waitstaff coming through and refreshing the food. But this long hallway that it opens onto, 7 squares long, there are 4 doors. 2 to the south, 1 to the north, and 1 at the end of the hall. But everyone sort of sees you tumbling into this door. And perhaps other things. For sure, you know that one of those doors empties out onto some food preparation area because there's a server in the hallway with a tray of food.
Y'all, think about all the mobster movies. They meet in a kitchen to talk about stuff.
This is true, they do.
Should I this is what Cyclops is. Go to the next door?
Did you know that Cole Cronwitter is one of Martin Scorsese's pen names?
I did know that. I Googled it.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
What?
Because he just made a mob movie reference to our Outlaws of Alkenstar game, and I'm connecting the dots.
Hey, get out of here. Watch the trope be true.
Okay.
I mean,
Pinky you want- out.
Okay.
Luton would like to check the door on the right-hand side, the south, the first door.
You can always use the bathroom excuse. South.
Yeah.
You notice there is more staff coming and going down the hallway, and they go through the last door there at the end, and as it opens and shuts when people are going through it...
That's obviously the kitchen.
Perhaps.
Hmm. Okay. Can I roll to stealthily open this door I'm standing in front of?
Yes.
Okay.
You notice that there are some guests out in the ballroom that are still looking at you, because you did not sneakily make it through that first door, but you are being observed. But you can still do this to try to hide your action to look in that room.
So I'm just... Okay. So I'd like to roll stealth to just act like I'm like a little bit lost. Okay. And maybe I'm not. I'm looking for the bathroom.
Sure.
Right?
Roll a deception check.
Roll a deception check.
Then instead can of I stealth. Aid? No.
But can I aid though?
No.
Okay.
I hate saying no to you. I have
Thank you.
Improv training.
Thank
I
you.
Want a yes and that.
Yes and no.
So can you aid? You could. If you were there and had the same idea, that would be a great time to aid.
There you go. That's good GMing right there.
Okay.
I only got 12 total.
Yeah. You stumble into the door loudly, drawing a lot of attention to yourself.
Oh, God.
And one of the waitstaff says, Miss, do you need some help? The ballroom is back this way. And looks at you like you are daft.
Oh, no. I was just looking for the restroom.
Oh, very good. Well, these are private rooms here. There's the restrooms are down in the lobby. And very good. Have a good day. Thank you. Move along.
Okay.
One of the waitstaff is trying. And now some of the leadsmiths are
okay.
poking their head around the corner
back
down
to
the hallway.
Ballroom, then. I think we should leave before we mess
up. Not before Darnayru steals that bear rug.
Bear rug or the gun?
The bear rug. Forget the gun.
I want that to turn into a coat so I can say for sure
for
about
sure.
everything. Loki, I really want that coat from Workaholics.
For
so
sure.
Bad. For sure. So if anyone's looking to give me a gift, it is bear the coat. A bear coat from Workaholics. That is what I want.
Gosh, silly. You guys want to leave?
Wait, are we for real leaving?
What else
I think,
is
I think it would take
do?
Longer than
got
a...
four doors.
I'm thinking it would take longer than a minute for me to get that gun off the wall and home, right? I mean, out the front door.
Mm. True.
I only get invisibility for a minute, and that's not enough time. I don't think it's worth it to risk it for a 75 gold
no.
Thing.
That's fun.
All right.
I think we should go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You all pile back into the
deuces.
Elevator.
I do put some food from the table on my pockets.
Okay, very good.
Need a little snacky snack for later.
You go into the elevator, which has a bunch of levers to control the floors that you go to, and you reset all of them, and it takes you down to the lobby. As you descend, you notice that the elevator car goes down by one floor to the ninth. The doors open up, and outside are 6 leadsmiths.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
No Cyclops?
No Cyclops. And they all, oh, pardon me, excuse me, forgive me. Oh, forgive me, pardon. And they sort of make their way onto the elevator. Excuse
oh,
me.
Gosh.
Coming through. Make a path. Make a hole.
Varg just refuses to move out of the doorway.
It's okay.
Can I Captain America them?
And all six of these leadsmiths are now on the elevator.
Soon to be dead smiths.
Everybody roll a perception check.
Yeah, it was a good joke.
It was a good joke. I liked it.
19 total.
Oh. 24.
26 total.
91.
Oh!
Kairos, as everyone's piling on the elevator, you notice that the last guy on the elevator drops something on the ground, like some sort of a stabbing-shaped instrument, like a wedge.
A knife?
Not a knife. More like a screwdriver.
Like a co-wedge.
Yeah. And then as he's coming into the elevator, he kicks it into the door and jams the door open. I need you all to roll for initiative.
Oh,
man.
So if I had failed, we wouldn't have noticed it and we wouldn't be rolling for initiative?
Yeah, something else would have happened.
I don't get a roll stealth for this one.
That is correct. Total. Everyone should be rolling. Uh, 21 for Luton. All right, Varg.
26.
Darnayru.
21.
And Kairos.
27.
Initiatives are sorted. The first person to act in combat here is Leadsmith number 2, who's in the back upper right corner of this elevator. Now, just so everybody knows, the Shumfollow 5 are packed on a 4-wide by 3-tall, like cargo freight elevator with 6 enemies.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally 2 free squares on this entire thing. Now, the hallway, you notice as the elevator doors are wedged open, is available to move into. And beyond that, while you still see the party screen, what you actually see is an empty floor. So ignore anything that you see on the floor.
Just a wide open warehouse
in
looking
the space.
Room.
Yep. Jordan?
Can Varg try something?
On his turn?
Okay.
If it's just to speak, you can use
a free action. Yeah, free action.
Free action to speak.
Hail Hydra.
Oh, gosh.
Did it work?
No.
Dang it.
It did not work.
I want it to. That was great. Yeah, the leadsmith that you're standing next to goes, "How do you know about that?"
Nice.
I thought they were the bad guys.
Wait, no. Forget it. Roll a deception check.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
They were given specific orders, but you've thrown them for a loop.
26 total.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
This is a decent roll, though.
That was a good roll, but you don't get the impression that they are fooled by your reference to a completely different reality. Okay.
All right.
But I love
Thanks
you.
For humoring me.
Yeah. So this leadsmith that's in the far upper right back corner draws a shotgun from underneath his coat, fires it at Luton, who's in the upper left corner and only surrounded by allies. So firing at Luton will not splash damage any of his allies. And he's not in melee range because he's in the back right corner.
What floor is this?
You're on the 9th.
Oh, man. Okay.
Roll to hit against Luton with the Dwarven Scattergun. 31 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right. 9 damage plus 1 splash damage to everybody.
Gross.
So 9 damage to Luton. So 10 total damage to Luton. And then 1 to Varg, Kairos, and Darnayru. That character reloads and ends its turn. It is Leadsmith 4's turn, who's the other goblin up against the back wall. The others are kind of all surrounding Kairos, right, and Darnayru a little bit right now. Same thing. Pulls out draws a shotgun, shoots it at Luton. I don't think so. 23 to hit Luton.
That's a miss.
Yes. Okay, that's just 1 splash damage to everybody then. And that brings us to Kairos Duvalo.
Okay, I'm not in my arcane cascade stance. We're going to go with Scatter Scree.
Okay.
And I'm going to use...
That's a spell that's never been cast? Or maybe it was a long time ago. What does Scatter Scree do?
Scatter Scree, you evoke a jumble of rocks in the area. The scattering rocks deal bludgeoning damage equal to 1d4 plus your spellcasting ability modifier to creatures in the area with a basic reflex save. The ground in the area becomes difficult terrain for the duration. A creature can interact to clear the square of this scree. If you cast a spell again, any previous Scatter Scree you have cast ends. It's damage of 5d4 bludgeoning damage.
Is this coming off the deck of cantrips?
It is a cantrip.
It's a 2-action cast. of a magus spell.
That's under his magus spells.
I'm just looking
cantrip.
For it no. on your spell list.
That's under his magus spells.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Very good. Okay, so I need to make a bunch of DC 25.
Well, it only affects an area of two continuous 5-foot squares within a range
so
of 30
feet. So just these two, the two right in front of
two
me.
Two contiguous.
Contiguous, yeah.
5 foot
Oh, I thought
cubes.
I said continuous. I can't read that far away. Or at all.
No, that's okay. So yeah, two 5-foot squares that these cubes of Scatterscree will impact. You get to pick. With so anywhere within 30 feet.
The two east of me.
Okay. There are two enemies directly to the east of Kairos.
And so the power word will be...
Let the rocks fall on y'all.
Amazing.
All right. And so I'm going to roll... I don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. I got to roll.
Well, you got to roll damage.
I got a first one. Failed, the one immediately next to you, beautiful. Failed his save, and the second one critically succeeded at his save. Mm. Takes no damage.
I'm really good at this game, so 5d4.
Scatterscree. It's so crazy that we're on episode 80, which is today's episode, and we've never heard that spell cast before. I love it.
12 total. And then that's a two-action cast. The next thing I'm going to do is get out of dodge. So I want to take a full 20-foot move action out of the... Elevator.
You rolled 4d4, right?
5d4.
5d4.
Yeah,
because it starts at 2d4.
2d.
2d.
Nice. Okay, 12 damage to Lead Smith number 3.
That's my turn.
Outstanding. That brings us to Varg Kinbiter. Oh,
yes.
Boy. We're in explode land.
No, I don't have Kinfluencer.
Oh, that's right!
But he does have a gun and a fist of vengeance.
For his first turn, Varg is going to rage, and then he's going to kind of knock the knuckles of his newly acquired +1 knuckle dusters together and then start punching.
Yes.
Okay. There is an enemy immediately adjacent to Varg in the diagonal. Varg's right in the middle of the elevator on the left side. So there's a Lead Smith's. There's two of them on the far wall. And then I guess what it would be like the third column from the left, there's 1, 2, 3 Lead Smith's in all three squares. Yep. And then Lead Smith number 5 is adjacent to Varg in the diagonal. Is that who you're attacking?
This the guy, the one closest to me. So yeah. I can attack him twice.
Okay. So rage and a melee strike with the knuckle dusters.
Yes.
From... The from dusters. Sarbora Sharkosa.
Knuckles.
26 total to attack.
26 is a hit.
Nice.
15 damage.
Ouch. Okay. That was the first strike.
And second is a 28 to hit.
That is also a hit.
Nice.
This is 13 damage.
Okay. Punch, punch. Strike, strike. Remember, these leadsmiths aren't blessed with a bevy of armor class, and that brings us to the next leadsmith. And that's the one that Kairos had previously attacked with his Scatterscree and did damage. Draws a club and swings at Darnayru, because he's right next to Darnayru without having to move.
Swing, swing.
First, before the strike, goes to intimidate Darnayru.
Oh.
And says, "Oh, we've got you right where we want you now, huh?" And smacks the club into his hand.
Like a billy club.
I don't think I've ever rolled a successful intimidation on you guys. That's a 20.
You have.
21.
That's a fail because my +12 to my will.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have a 22 will DC. I failed it by 1.
Nice.
Okay, now he's going to strike you with that club.
Okay.
24 to hit.
That is a miss.
That's not enough to hurt the Shumfollow 5, and that is the end of his turn.
Yeah.
The fifth Lead Smith is next in combat, because I rolled individual initiatives for all of these guys. Lead Smith 5 has just received a couple punches, and so... is going to do the same thing. Draw a club. Are you familiar with the draw action?
You should look at the traits of that.
Oh, action. Let's look them up real quick. Draw item in the player core has the following traits. An interact action.
Hmm. So that counts as a reactionary
interact
trait?
Does have the action and manipulate traits.
Ah, there's the manipulate. Yeah. That's an important one.
Duh.
So that'll count as a reactionary strike?
No, it counts as an interact. You want
no, on
to...
On my end.
It does satisfy the requirements to trigger the reaction strike reaction.
Sweet.
Did you know that?
No, for draw? No.
Yeah, now you know. You have a free attack.
Sweet.
At your highest base attack bonus.
Natty one.
Yeah. No, serious?
I'm dead serious.
Yay.
OMG.
Well... We did away with the crit cards. There you go. The balance is maintained. All number nerds in the land rejoice. I am, internally. Oh, nice job. Perhaps you guys aren't as tough as we heard. Time to die. Intimidation on Varg. Man, 18. These guys maybe just aren't that intimidating. And the last thing he's going to do is strike. Nope, 20. 20 to hit. Oh, even sweet. While raging, my toilet monsters can't even flush themselves, and it's Darniru's turn.
Let's go.
Darniru would like to use to attempt to tumble behind the leadsmith to my south, but I'm going to go around.
Okay.
So Darniru, instead of going straight down, though, I will take a step to my left and then go down, because I have plenty of movement speed in this tiny little area.
I see what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're going to see if I... This is actually a cracked die.
Are you taking a step or are you striding?
I am striding.
Okay. The two leadsmiths that you are adjacent to do not strike at you.
Beautiful.
When you leave that threatened square.
And I rolled a 34 of an acrobatics against your reflex.
To
tumble behind.
Which guy are you tumbling behind?
To the south, the one that is in combat with Varg at the moment.
That is a success.
Yeah.
Which I'd like to put me there. All that does.
What was the total?
34.
Okay. Just a success.
Oh, it wasn't a critical.
It wasn't a crit. I had to double check.
They're reflexy.
So close.
So now he is off guard to me.
Off guard to you. Yes, indeed.
I will draw my flissers.
Uh-oh.
Because they weren't drawn.
Flissers out.
Flissers out, and I will attempt to strike with my first flissa. And I rolled a natty 2.
Great.
So 19.
I like it.
That's terrible.
19?
Yeah.
Miss by one.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
I didn't think it was going to be that close. Even he's off guard. Off guard. Yeah. Yeah. And that's my whole entire sad, sad turn.
Well, it is now Luton's turn.
Luton is going to use one move action to back up.
All right.
To here.
Luton has exited the elevator and is now standing in the first square of the hallway.
And she is going to cast.
And has six enemies in a confined space. And two heroes with a lot of hit points.
She's going to cast Elemental Annihilation Wave.
Yeah.
Okay. Elemental Annihilation
Tsunami.
Wave. Yes, Tsunami. Oh, my.
Which is a 30-foot cone.
Yes, a 30-foot cone, lovely template ability now in our awesome new Foundry VTT.
That's
and
beautiful.
If you angle the cone in the way in which I have displayed it here on the screen, it will miss Varg and Darniru.
Yeah,
It will also miss Leadsmith 5.
Okay, well, I'll leave him.
Can you see the cone?
I can see the cone.
Outstanding.
It's a beautiful cone.
I absolutely love this new app.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really nice. I'm only doing the two action.
Okay. Elemental Annihilation Wave has a three action option, which allows you to follow up on the next turn, and it will continue to like cascade and build upon itself.
But yeah, so we're just doing the two actions since I did move out of the way.
So I need to roll like five reflex saves.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a lot. I don't think any of them are debuffed from that. What's the DC?
26.
Fail, pass, critical pass, or critical success, and success. So two regular successes, two failures, and one that doesn't take damage at all, which is the one against the far back wall.
Okay.
In the middle.
Two full damages, though.
Two full damages and two half damages.
So that's 1d6 fire damage and 3d6 bludgeoning damage.
Mm.
Yes. Well, it's all bludgeoning from Luton.
Oh, that's true.
But yes, 4d6 bludgeoning
4d6
damage.
So 4d6.
Against all of...
Is that a cantrip?
No, it's a like level 3 spell.
Ah.
It's a beast.
11.
11 total.
Total.
Okay. So Leadsmith 1 takes 11. Leadsmith 2 takes 11. Leadsmith 3 takes 5. And Leadsmith 6 takes 5. Outstanding.
Nice.
All together, you did like 26, 22, 22 and 10. 32 damage.
Yeah, 32.
Yeah.
Let's go.
There it is. You have one action left.
No,
right?
I don't. I moved.
Oh, you moved.
I
That's right.
Action cast.
The last thing that happens at the end of your turn, normally there's a Kiki who gets a bonus action, and you hear a crash through a window.
Yeah!
No way!
Yes, my Kiki!
At the back end of the...
With Ken Flenser?
At the back end of the... He took his bonus action to crash through the window of the ninth floor and is in the ballroom section at the end of Luton's turn. It is now the sixth leadsmith's turn. I still have two more enemies. It's going to be 2.5 hours per turn here, folks. So bear with me. This leadsmith, now no longer in melee combat with anybody, draws a shotgun, fires at Varg, 27 to hit.
That is a hit.
4 damage plus 1 splash damage to Luton, Varg, and Darnayru. And then reloads. The last one to act is the first leadsmith in the room, who was previously in melee with Darnayru, now is not in melee with anybody, pulls out a shotgun. Aims at Varg and fires with a 28 to hit.
That is a hit.
And this time, max damage, 9 damage to Varg, and 1 more splash damage to Luton, Varg, and Darnayru. That is the end of round 1.
We made it through a round.
I know. And the next round starts with more enemies as this leadsmith that was in the upper right corner reloaded at the end of his turn, fires at Varg with a 32 to hit Varg.
Well, you already know that hits.
5 damage to Varg, 1 splash to Luton, Varg, and Darnayru.
Yep.
Reloads, shoots again with his third action. 23 to hit Varg.
Ooh. Miss.
Miss, even raging?
Raging, I'm down to 24.
Oh, yeah. Man, wow, what an awesome... That's great for you. You guys all still take 1 splash damage. I thought I had you, but I did not. That brings us to... Oh, he would have had to... No, he didn't.
It was right.
But that was the top of the round. He would have had to drop his club to do that.
Oh.
Which is a free action.
Nope. He had a gun out the whole time. That was 2 who was in the back of the elevator. Sorry. I'm getting all my shotgun-toting hobgoblins mixed up. Leadsmith 4 is next. He's the other one in the back of the elevator who drew, shot, reload on his first turn. He's going to shoot, reload, shoot on this turn against Varg. This one is a 34 to hit.
That's a crit.
That's a crit.
Oh, dang it.
Mid damage, so 10 damage to Varg, but then 2 splash to Luton, Varg, and Darnayru. Man, just getting peppered with shotgun blasts. Yeah. How tough is this, Kolo? Reloads, another shot comes. Are these... Hold on, let me... Yeah, they're reload 1. I almost, like, had to...
It was reload 2, yeah.
I almost had, like, a retcon vomit. Uh-oh, 29 to hit Varg, almost a natural 20. 3 damage to Varg, 1 splash to Luton, Varg, and Darnayru. That brings us to Kairos, who's out in the hallway.
Just minding my business, just minding my business.
The Shisk Nephilim.
You know?
Which is... No, Aesmar is gone with the player core update.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's weird.
You are now Nephilim.
It's an interesting...
Which is what he lateral refers move. To Jordan as
all the time. Of the game. All the time. If you saw him, you'd be like...
The giant in the land. Yes, that's that's where those bones come from. He's clearly.
King Og. So, I'm going to use Blazing Bolt.
Blazing Bolt? Yes.
You fire a...
We know that spell.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, that's what she just used last episode to
Scorching
kill
Ray.
3 guys.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Blazing Bolt.
What's the power word there? Luten?
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember.
Burning Biscuits?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Burning Biscuits. Well,
it's happening!
Burning Biscuits.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going... this one's weird because I'm attacking one person, but I get to then target 3 other people, right?
You get to target 3 people.
Okay. So I want the 2 due east of Varg.
Yep.
And the 1 dude in the corner.
Okay.
Those are the 3 that I want.
Outstanding.
Boom, boom, boom.
You're going to roll 3 times to hit.
I got 60 feet on it. I'm good.
Yes. Oh, you're good. You're good right where you're at.
I'm Gucci Mane, as the kids say.
Gucci Mane. You have an ice cream cone tattooed on your face.
Bruh.
Let's go.
Even if you're a clone. 3 rolls.
3 rolls.
All at the same map, right?
Yes.
What would be my attack modifier here?
It's your whatever your range spell attack modifier is. That is correct.
So I got 29 total.
29
on
the first one.
You gotta roll it in the box.
That's gonna be a 33.
33 is a critical success.
Yes, not double damage.
It is.
And that is 26.
26 is a hit. Success, crit success, and success.
Come on,
against the 3 guys that you had just called out.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. So now we get to talk about, well, what kind of damage are we doing here?
Yeah.
So this is not heightened. Because you cast it at the normal spell level. You normally do 2d6 is the base attack, like damage roll. But you add another 2d6 when you're channeling against 2 or more targets.
I think you're right.
So this is 4d6 against all 3 of these. Yeah. And the second one is doubled.
Yeah. Does he have to roll all 3 separately?
They are all 3 separate damages.
Cool.
Give me the first one. Yeah, he's so excited. I'm excited. This is fantastic.
I'm doing it, Ma.
Look at me. Look at me damage him.
That's a crazy roll, bro. Bruv. 16, bruv.
That's pretty good. Okay, this next one is doubled.
sounds like my teeth at night.
Bro, you need a dentist.
Oh.
This is good, too.
That's 19, bro.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, bro.
Wow. 38 damage against the Leadsmith 3. All right. Leadsmith 2, which is the last one he designated, gets full damage.
These are all great rolls. I'm amazing at this. 14.
14
total.
More that's damage. Awesome. Outstanding. Which that... Folks, on 4d6, that's the average roll.
Really?
That's 14 awesome. Damage. Wow. So all of your rolls were exceptional.
I mean, we do this. Shun follow, baby.
Shun follow, baby.
For
that's
my
the
last...
end of your turn. Three action casting of Blazing Bolt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That all felt right. good. That felt right. That
it was
awesome.
It was amazing. Varg, Kinbiter. Run away and go get your precious boo-boo axe.
No, it's too far away. I'm gonna wait for Kel to come to us.
He's on his way.
Yeah, I'm going to finish off Mr. Lead Swinger?
Lead Smith. Yeah.
Lead Swinger. Okay. He swings lead.
He slings lead. He does sling lead.
Yeah.
And may even be able to smith it.
Mm.
Enough Smith puns.
5. I'm going to punch him to death.
Great.
First strike, 21 to hit.
He deftly dodges out of your strike.
Well, fiddlesticks. Okay.
Off guard only to Darnayru until the end of your action, right? Or is it till the end, until you act again?
It was until the end of my last turn.
Yep, okay.
Second attempt misses. First attempt...
Because had he intimidated first, that would have been a hit.
Third attempt, 22 to hit.
That is just a hit.
Oh, nice. On your third? That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, 15 damage.
15 damage. That's crazy.
Can we take a pause here for a moment? Because I would like to use...
Pourquoi?
...a new reaction that I have, the Uh-oh. Secret...
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
...that what? Is called Opportune Backstab.
Unallowed.
Oh. Allowed. When your enemy is hit by your ally, you capitalize on the distraction and make a strike against the triggering creature.
Ban rogues. I don't know how many times I've had to say it. That feat might as well be called Steal the Kill.
Exactly is what it should
all
be
right.
called.
Opportunely backstab this poor leadsmith who's just trying to feed his family.
Sure.
I didn't roll very good. 24. That's a hit.
That's a hit.
Yes. Okay. A hit. And it's only a regular 2d6 plus 6.
It is a regular.
16 damage plus 1d6 persistent bleed on your turn.
Okay.
At the end of your turn.
Put a pin in it.
Nice.
16 damage. His turn's coming up soon. Anything else you want to do on Varg's turn?
15. Sorry, 15 okay. damage. I did not do my math right. I'm pretty sure I rolled a 6 and a 4, but now I'm holding a 5
That's
and a 4.
That's right, he's back to full, and it is Leadsmith 3's turn.
I just got
tried
that.
To slide these through to you guys. All right, so this guy had a club out on his last turn. He's going to keep going with the club. Steps up to Varg and swings at Varg. Nope, 22.
Sweet.
Swings again. 25 on the second strike. That, I believe, is a success.
It is.
All right. They got pretty decent damage with this club. 9 damage as he casts Bonk on Varg. And that brings us to the leadsmith that has been brutally beaten by all of you.
Yes.
Who does he attack? He was swinging at Varg on the previous turn, but Darnayru has moved in and has done damage. Dice, decide. Luton or Brittany. Brittany.
You there.
Yes.
Brittany.
Yes.
Please choose evens for Jordan or odds for Greg.
Why do you involve me? Evens for Greg.
Okay. So if it's evens, it attacks Greg.
Yes.
18.
Hey. I haven't been hit
Which
as much.
I wish I could keep as my attack roll, but we'll roll it straight. And I got a 19 on the first strike.
That's a miss.
That sucks. Second strike comes in, 26.
That tie goes to the runner.
Alrighty. That is 9 club damage as Bonk comes in and casts on you. Third swing, probably not going anywhere. Nope, 17 as he
Negative.
Swings wildly and gets one successful hit,
end
bringing
of his turn.
Us to Darnayru.
Hold on. It's the end of his turn, rolling
his turn.
Persistent bleed damage.
Yes, please.
3. And
three.
Then roll your flat check.
Okay.
Unless he died from that.
No, he did not die from that and does not bleed anymore as he successfully gets through that. I don't know. Stops bleeding. Coagulates. He
okay,
casts
so he's
coagulation
no
as a reaction.
I
and
cast
it is
Band-Aid.
It is your turn.
Okay, now what Darnayru would like to do is he's going to attempt to tumble through the leadsmith that is directly to the right of Varg.
Putting you in the middle of the group?
Yeah,
or you,
I know. It's right in the middle of everything.
Are you going into their square and coming back out? Because you can do that.
Well, I would. I can do that.
Yeah,
because I would way rather do that.
You can move as long as what tumble through says is you stride up to your speed, and during that stride, you roll an acrobatics check to put someone off guard. You can move all the way around as long as you're rolling. You're moving into his space and then back out of it. That's totally allowed.
Okay,
absolutely
perfect. Then that's what I would like to do. Well, then I don't have to do it against the guy to his right. I could do it to the one that's directly next to me, right?
Whatever you want.
Then it'll be the guy directly to my right.
All right. The guy directly to your right.
And
you
I
tumble in and out of his space.
I rolled 13 plus 19.
That is a success.
Okay. Mm. So that means the guy to my right is now off guard, and I will do twin feint against him.
Oh, here we are in Darnayru combo territory.
Flippin' flissus.
I rolled a 9 plus 17, so 26 to
26
hit.
26 to hit is a successful hit.
Beautiful. Okay, so on my first attack... So I'm rolling 4d6 plus 6. 17 plus 6.
That is 23. Please describe your kill.
Yeah.
It's a bad man.
Man, I keep wasting my double slice. Okay, so because I flipped around, what I did was I basically ran, dove towards him, slid through his legs, but grabbed the backs of my flissas on his ankle. So I like swung around him, landing back in my square, but up to my feet, and then I go right across his throat.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hot.
Bloody.
Super hot. And it's a shame that you
wasted those,
because you have another guy in melee, but that one's dead.
Yeah. I like the dead thing.
Yeah.
It's got a little skull on the dead guy.
Yeah, how about
That's
cool. That brings us to Luton. And as Luton's turn begins, you realize that the elevator walls during her elemental annihilation wave took a significant amount of damage and are buckled in on themselves and
get off the elevator.
Yeah. Luton is going to back up 15 feet to here, and then she's going to cast Hydraulic Torrent.
Oh, the fire hose spell.
Fire hose.
Okay, so that's a straight line.
It's a straight line, 60 foot line.
Looks like she's trying to...
All creatures in line get 86 bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, so that'll hit Leadsmith 1 and 2.
You have to roll a fortitude save.
A fortitude save? I don't like that at all.
Great. That means I like it a lot.
Natty 1.
Yes!
And a natty 7. That's a failure too. So a critical failure and a failure. Ouch, 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 ouch.
Oh.
I don't like this at all.
I like it.
86 bludgeoning. Like on a critical failure, they just get knocked back
10 feet.
10 feet.
But take double damage.
Double damage?
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
And the other one gets knocked back 5 feet.
Get your calculator out, Jordan.
The other one gets knocked back 5 feet, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
40.
40 damage. Whoa. Against Leadsmith 1 and Leadsmith 2?
Yes.
Yes.
And you push them both back. So Leadsmith 1 is closer to you in the elevator. It gets pushed back 10 feet, which is past the elevator wall. Leadsmith 2 is in the corner of the elevator, can't go backwards 5 feet, gets pushed into the elevator wall.
Yes.
The thing is, there's no wall there because your hydraulic torrent disintegrated the back wall of the elevator. Does this shove them out into the space? No, you're inside an elevator shaft. And as that back right panel of the elevator is blasted away, what you see is a nightmarish mesh of gears, springs, coiled
gross.
Wire, all spinning and whirring, and the archaic mechanism that powers this elevator is exposed. It's a thin metal sheet protecting all of you from these gears. These two leadsmiths are pushed out
into
this
gear-churning
space and fall down the elevator shaft with a sickening, crunching, disgusting noise as their bodies are shredded by the gearwork mechanism.
Mangled.
They take 40 damage and 80 damage, respectively, from your attack.
Water fist.
But they also take 45 falling damage as they hit the bottom of the elevator shaft each.
Amazing. Yeah.
And they stand up.
Yeah.
Start climbing up the elevator shaft.
An additional 12 damage as their bodies get crunched and mangled in the gearworks as they fall down the shaft.
Yummy.
Dang.
So for those of you keeping track at home, one of those characters just took 80 plus 45 is 100,
125.
125 plus another 12, 137 damage.
Holy cow.
Does that count as a...
That was against a single target. I think we have our new
record.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
137.
Oh, my God.
The other one took less, but it still took a lot.
No one's taken that.
Not Holy for a cow. While. 137, and they both die, obviously.
Bye.
Obviously.
Bye. Nice job.
As per the usual on this freaking podcast, Luke, you still have an action.
Yeah.
I don't have an action. I move once and hydraulic current is two actions.
Very good. So Kal-El is going to take his bonus action, which is to stride a little bit closer, as close as he can with a 35-foot movement. He's not far now, just around the corner of the hallway. You guys can't quite see him yet. Maybe Kairos can. Yeah, Kairos can just see him coming around the corner. That brings us to some more leadsmiths. Let me delete all of these guys that just got manglered. And this last leadsmith says, "We're going to take one of you with us, whether you like it or not." He reloads and then shoots at Varg. Natty won.
Yes!
Unbelievable.
Varg will say, "Did you not see what just happened to your friends?"
You take one splash damage. Darnayru takes one splash damage, and he reloads with his last action, ending round two, bringing us to the beginning of round three. It is Leadsmith Four's turn, who's up against the back wall of this damaged elevator. He just saw two of his friends blasted away by a fire hose. Shoots with his first action against Varg. 28 to hit.
Data hit.
3 damage. Come on, Scott. 3 damage and then 1 splash to Darnayru, and Varg reloads, shoots again, probably for the last time, although he hasn't been damaged yet. 21 to hit is a miss. 1 splash damage each to Varg and Darnayru. That brings us to Kairos Duvalo's turn.
All right. So I'm going to go with Coral Eruption.
Ooh, yes.
And
what is this?
This is a monstrous spell.
Yeah, razor sharp coral growth erupt from the ground, transforming the landscape into a dangerous coral reef. You can create a third non-overlapping burst if the centers of all three bursts are underwater. Creatures in the area when the spell is cast take 6d6 piercing damage.
I don't want to take 6d6 damage.
It's not your turn.
Must attempt a basic reflex save. A creature that critically fails a saving throw also takes 1d6 persistent bleed damage.
Outstanding. What's the radius of that spell?
2 10-foot bursts that don't overlap.
2 10-foot bursts that don't overlap. A burst is centered on an intersection point. So where is your first 10-foot burst?
My first 10-foot burst would be in the back corner, moving south.
Okay.
So I get the dude in the back.
And where's your second 10-foot burst?
Immediately to the west of that burst.
Those will overlap.
They can't overlap.
So the 2. Crap. Right there. That would be where my second went. Varg is going to be in trouble.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
Very good.
I love the GM just circled one right on both of me and Varg, just to show
we can see. He would hit them both that way.
He would.
Missy, show me the other one. Show me! Oh, but no. Oh, then there's Darnayru is in there. They can't overlap.
They cannot overlap, and they must be 10 feet.
I'd hit both of y'all that way. I'll take the first one. That way I only hit Varg.
Okay.
It's not that it's you. It's just
I know.
It feels like it's you.
It's Varg, two people instead of one.
There's been some animosity between Duval and Jordan over the year and a half that we've been doing this. I don't know. I was listening to episode 23. Go back. Check it out.
Oh, about the whole dice rolling thing?
That's just the most recent thing.
All right, you ready?
So I need to do 2 reflex saves because you're hitting 2 guys.
2 guys.
Okay. The first stressed one out. Will so be Leadsmith 3. I'm going to do them in numeric order. What kind of save is it?
He said reflex.
It's your reflex? Worst. It's your worst kind
of definitely not.
Saving throw. Reflex save.
Okay, so the first one passes. The second one passes. 2 pass.
So now what?
Roll damage. Take damage. It's just half.
Does he have to roll damage?
He sure has to roll a reflex save.
Yeah.
29.
Yes.
Nice.
He made it.
But that's still half damage to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew that.
So now you're going to roll two different damages for 2 different circles.
All right. Circle 1.
3d6. Is that, or 66?
66.
It's great dude. Gookie mookie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to kill fools out here.
Yes, I hear your dice.
It's 21.
21 on 66. Half of that is 10. So I take 10 damage with the Leadsmith 4, and you rip the panels off the upper right corner of the elevator, revealing even more dangerous walls.
Get off the elevator.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, second one.
Second one. This is damage against Varg and Leadsmith 3.
Sorry, Varg.
It's all right.
Max damage, max damage.
It's good damage? He almost rolled a Yahtzee over here.
Golly.
He did roll a Yahtzee.
Golly, that's 21.
21. And that's the same as the last one.
I know, but there's a lot of fours.
It's just all, gotcha. All fours in one. All
right, 10 damage. So 10. If you passed your save, which both of us did, so that rips the two panels off. The entire north
wall
of the elevator is exposed to this nasty, churning, miserable gearwork mess. And that brings us to Varg's turn.
I would like to try to shove one of these guys up against the gear wall.
Ooh, all right. Yes.
So what you're going to try to do with them then is the shove action. In the player core book, I will read this to you so we know what we're doing here. You have to have at least one free hand. Check. The target cannot be more than one size larger than you. Check. You push a creature away from you. Attempt an athletics check against your target's fortitude DC. On a critical success, it's a 10-foot push, and you can stride afterwards, but you must move in the same direction as the push. So your shove can... you can follow up on it. With a regular success, it's a 5-foot push. Again, you can follow up. So you can shove kind of like a lineman and shove them backwards with you, or you can push them backwards.
Push them back.
Like you're starting a fight in preschool.
Okay.
Either one.
Yeah, I'd like to push them backwards.
And you're going to push the one that's right in your face, which is Leadsmith 3. You need to roll an athletics check against his fortitude DC.
I rolled a 34 total.
That is a critical success. You get a 10-foot shove.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It does have to be straight backwards.
Into that other dude.
From you, which does push him into another creature.
Mm-hmm.
We all know he can't occupy the same space, so he stops.
Okay.
But they both take damage.
Awesome.
And that is going to be equal to 1d6 plus your strength modifier.
Nice.
Which is the damage for slamming into something, plus it was based on his strength, so there you go.
Do they take damage for knocking each other in the head?
5 damage.
Yes, 5 damage each.
Sweet.
As Varg shoves one guy into the other, do you follow him with a stride?
Yes.
You get there with him. Okay.
Yes. How many actions was that?
That was one.
Excellent.
Action.
Wow. Get out of there.
We follow up with 2 punches then.
Very good.
32 to hit for the first punch.
Again, going against Leadsmith 3.
The one right in front of Varg.
What did Ties go to?
The roller.
Critical success.
Yeah.
Was that like an 8 on the die or some stupid thing?
That was a 15 on the die.
Yeah. I mean, he's got 5 hit points, but I know you like rolling the damage, so tell me the damage.
34.
And describe your kill.
Nice.
I punch right into his open mouth. And as I'm punching...
standing curb stomp?
As I'm punching, his head gets pushed back into the smith behind him.
Yes, that is a flavor smack, and he dies.
Flavor smack only.
I like it.
And then I'll punch the guy to Varg's right, left, whoever is adjacent to me.
South.
Yes, down and to the right.
Southeast.
Yes. Yeah. Leadsmith 6.
Second attack. 16 to hit.
That is a miss.
And that's the end of my turn.
Alrighty. That brings us to Darnyroo.
Darnyroo would like to cast Sound Burst.
Uh-oh.
In the bottom corner.
All this AOE talk and mm-hmm. Darnyroo's feeling left out.
I also just don't want to get any closer to that wall.
I think you should open up some more then. That sounds like a great idea. Will you draw your sound burst radius for me?
That's what the blue one was. You just erased.
Great. Will you redraw your sound burst?
There you go.
Okay. So that's going to hit these 2 leadsmiths that are remaining. What do I need to roll?
A fortitude save.
Fortitude save.
The DC is 26.
Oh, very good. The first one is a pass. The second one is a... almost. It's just a failure.
Just a failure.
I thought
okay.
It was a critical failure, but it took me a second to add it up. So, 1 pass, 1 failure.
All right, rolling damage, which is embarrassing. I rolled 6 damage.
Mm.
That's terrible. 4 and a 2 on 2d10. So the one who failed is also deafened for a round.
Ouch. He'll never be able to hear the screams of his friends as they fall mercilessly down the elevator shaft. Did you say 6 damage?
6.
Oh, that's so low.
It's
I don't even
so
want to
low.
Deduct it.
It's embarrassing.
Anything else? On your turn?
That is two. Darnayru will take one step forward,
negating any possibility of Kal-El getting in the fight, and it is Luton's turn.
Oh, boy. Luton is going to cast Hydraulic Push on Leadsmith this guy.
Okay. Roll to hit with Hydraulic Push. She's got the distance. It's a 30-foot range, yeah?
Yeah, 19 plus 16.
35?
Yeah, 35.
That's a critical hit.
Nice.
Critical hit. I think it's got a 10-foot shove on it.
10 feet, 66 bludgeoning.
Do you want to roll the damage?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
I don't have to?
Nope.
Let's just roll it for fun.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Why not?
That's what we do here.
25
plus 60 as he falls to his death through the Mangalator.
The Mangalator.
And down he goes, leaving us with one enemy. What would you like to do with your last action?
Command Kal-El to move towards me.
Kal-El does so. You still have an action left with him.
I'm going to command him to... I don't want him to go in the elevator.
That's fine. You can pass that last action and pass your turn.
Can I use my last action to create an aid?
You can.
Okay.
Who would you like to aid and how?
The next person to act is Kairos.
The next person to act that is friendly is Kairos.
It's Kairos.
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to aid his attack roll.
Okay. If you have a spell attack roll, Luton will aid that as a reaction, but you got to remember to use it.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. That brings us to Leadsmith 6. Who is terrified, standing there with a club in his hand. All his friends are dead. There's a mangling death trap at his back and two brutal monsters in front of him. Swings and misses Varg with the club. Swings a second time and misses Varg with the club. My goodness. A swing and a myth on the third.
Yeah.
Swing, swing, swing. Just sort of blindly like wailing at this point. And Varg tanks all of those strikes. It is Kairos' turn, as this Leadsmith 4 that was on the initiative tracker is dead.
All right, so we're going to use Divine Wrath.
All right.
And
horrifying spell.
You channel the fury of divinity against your foes. You deal 4d10 spirit damage to enemies in the area, depending on their fortitude save.
In an area? A 4d10 to enemies? Very good.
To enemies.
And what's the save?
Fortitude.
Okay. Natty 1.
Wow.
Natty
wow.
1.
Wow.
D10.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
And unfortunately not aidable.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay.
Well,
he could have heard you and then decided to use a spell with an attack roll, but he decided to ignore you.
That's okay.
Which save is that, you said?
A fortitude save.
Fortitude?
It's a matter, and Natty won it.
Critical. We have to roll it as well, because everyone's being hit.
No, it says enemies only.
Enemies.
Thank the Lord.
Nice. Well, that wasn't an attack roll? I guess I don't know the difference between an attack roll. I'm gonna roll my dice now.
Yeah, do it.
4d10.
Roll the dice. 4d10. He went shopping for spells down his Oracle spell list, found one he hasn't used before, because he normally has to put stuff on an arrow. In order to put it on arrow, it has to have an attack roll.
I got 12 total.
12 total damage doubled is 24 damage.
Oh, look at that. Forgot about the double.
I crit failed.
You did.
Critted all over the place.
Thanks for being honest. And that...
You have one action left. I'm assuming that's a two-action cast and all that good stuff.
And you are sickened too.
What?
And while it's sickened, you're also slowed one.
That's true.
You lose an action.
So instead of it's...
I have an action slow left, motion. And I'm gross. Going to...
It's pretty good. Thank you, Jordan. Give it to Jordan.
I can't just give him my action. But I will... I pass it. Havadav.
You're just going to pass?
Yeah, I don't know what else to do.
You could heal him.
You could try to, like, Bon Mod him or...
You've got some focus spells that are only one action. You want to throw one of those out there? Just be like, pew, pew, I don't know, shoot.
They're not good.
very good. Awesome character.
Yeah. I need my bow, man.
I know.
Yeah, he can't use his focus spells without his bow.
It was such a weird challenge to have to come up in here without big weapons.
I've been doing good.
You've been
putting work in.
You're definitely an MVP.
Yeah, I know what that means, but let's do it.
It means you're the most valuable player.
But why do you
so
say
much,
it that way?
So much
say
sauce.
It that way?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of sauce on that.
Fun. And it is Varg's turn.
All right. Brittany, can you move Varg right there?
Varg doesn't need to move.
You're standing next to him.
That's a waste of an action. Don't move.
Doesn't it help Darnayru?
Darnayru?
I mean, you don't have to.
Darnayru?
He's going to die soon.
That's why I was going to do it.
Oh, you want to flank?
Just in case he doesn't.
If you go there, he will be flanked and he'll have a -2 to you as well.
Right, that's true.
So that would be helpful for you.
All right, burn it.
Let us play our game.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Be careful.
Our GM's real excited right now.
He is really excited. I don't like that.
Oh, man.
You're not going to live through this turn.
I got to live through this turn, your turn, and Luton's turn. But if I do, you're going for a ride, big boy.
Sure,
I am. Do you want to be there?
Big body boy. I'm going to vomit on you.
I want to be there.
And shove you down the elevator shaft.
So he's losing a turn.
Yeah. Oh, it's all going in this shove. If this guy doesn't die, Varg dies.
He's going to die. Let's go here.
No. Put him back.
I'm committed.
Oh, God.
So okay. Varg is in the lower right corner where there are no walls in the elevator shaft. Let's just paint this picture for Gale.
I don't like this.
Everyone listening just got a car wreck. It's your fault. Because they're like, why? This is why.
Pull over.
Let me hear your natty one as you attack.
No.
28 to hit.
Let's go.
That's a hit. This guy's still got a lot of hit points.
13 damage.
He's got 13 less hit points.
All right, I would like to opportune backstab that fool.
Yes!
Ooh, with a bad roll. 23.
Hit.
That's a hit.
Oh!
Because he's hurt.
It is. Rolling two.
Feels so good.
Dang, dude.
Feels so good. 9, and he's bleeding.
Please stop.
Sickened and bleeding.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. I've got
this good dinner.
Second attack.
Standing in the hallway with
29 shirt to on. Hit.
Oh, Frodo. 29's a hit.
13 more damage.
I Frodo up again. Still kicking.
Wow.
That is the end of your turn.
Yep, that's my last action.
I can see it. I can see it in my mind. Darn Iru. Miss.
Darn Iru will...
He's going to kill.
Fliss.
Free action unleashes Psyche.
Oh, kill Varg. That has a pushback, right?
No.
Oh.
Unfortunately for you, it does not. Psyche is unleashed. And I am swinging Varg. At him.
Through Varg?
Nope.
All right, the joke's dead.
To 21. That's a tie. It goes to the roll, right?
Tie goes to the roll because he's sickened.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Kairos.
Yes.
The MVP of this fight.
30 damage.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Discard your kill.
That's awesome.
Throw him down the shaft.
I look up and I wink at Varg and I use the back end of my Flissa to smack him in the side of the temple and then he falls out.
Oh, poor Varg.
Empty hole to the right, not into Varg.
Well, that is the end of combat. Yeah. Unfortunately, you guys do still need to ride this elevator down to the ground. Despite the missing walls and the exposed, horrifying gear work, the floor of the elevator is still intact and serviceable. Do you all pile onto the elevator and ride it down?
Well, you said there were no stairs.
There are no stairs.
It's the only way to get down.
They didn't make any on the...
So, yes.
I have not imaginative.
We're gonna stay close to the front end of the elevator.
Everybody piles onto the elevator. It goes down just fine and running like a top, and it gets to the fourth floor, and it stops again.
Oh, gosh.
Bring it.
Some man in his nightshirt gets on the elevator and looks around, and he says, "Oh, it looks like maintenance needs to get back to work again." This happens every other month or so. Were you guys at that art gala? Fancy party. And then the elevator continues down to the lobby.
That was awesome.
They throw quite the ragers up there.
And next week, we're going to have to find out what else the Shum Follow 5 get up to. Thank you, Thunder Buddies.
That was awesome.
I'm sweaty after that fight.
You guys merc 6 Leadsmiths who got like a bunch of shots off on Varg. Like a bunch of shots. And all of them went to his rage HP, apparently. No, he's sitting at 79 of 130 by my count. Is that what you got too?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
50 damage plus all of his rage HP through that whole fight, and you guys took a heaping helping of splash.
It was a meat shield.
It was like constant splash.
Constant splash.
Peppered.
Yeah. No, you were getting smashed. We were getting peppered.
Peppered.
Yeah, I was outside just watching.
Yeah. Kairos caught a couple stray lead shots before he ran out of the elevator.
No.
Oh, it's spicy. But, What a fun episode. Thank great you, Thunder Buddies. So hey, we'll see you next week.
Tell a friend.
See you next week.
Yeah, peace. Tell a friend.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.